it's not quite as intrusive as some of the other body scanners that scan for guns and things like that at some airports. But what it does is it's essentially an infrared device. It's a scanning device. It's a camera that comes with software and a monitor. They're called thermal imaging devices, and they are designed to screen for fevers. Essentially, if they're kind of color coded, you know, the one that we saw and went through yesterday, we brought one into our bureau. You know, you have kind of a everything else is purple. Your body comes through in orange, and if you have a fever of above 101 degrees Fahrenheit, you'll show up in another color. We had it coded green so that anything above 101 degrees Fahrenheit came through with a green color. Mm-hmm. And it's designed to scan for fevers. The problem with it is, though, is that it doesn't catch everything. The technology is designed to kind of scan you through your tear duct, because that's like the biggest, apparently the most accessible passage into your body for possible, you know, just exterior scan.
Ew.
And well, but that's how they kind of go in and see where the, you know, that's where apparently a fever can kind of emanate from if you're not touching the person or taking a thermometer to them. So they scan for the tear duct, and if there's anything coming out of the tear duct showing that you know your body temperature is hot inside, it'll register on that. The problem is if you're wearing glasses, it'll reflect off that and it won't catch it. And also, people have to be completely stationary. So they use these primarily at airports. People have to get in a line, like a security line, and be scanned and stand still and not be wearing glasses. So that there are problems with it. Also, another problem is if you have the flu, you tend to take Tylenol, Motrin, aspirin. That reduces your fever. If it does that, this thing's not going to catch it, and you still may have the swine flu or other type of fever.
I see. You can actually mask your symptoms by treating your symptoms.
Exactly, and that's what people do. Now, given that the makers of these scanning devices say, look, we understand it's not a catch-all. It's not supposed to be, but it can help in cases like this catch maybe a few cases and maybe a few that could be potentially serious. They used it during the SARS virus scare in Asia about 6 or 7 years ago. And it was helpful in catching some, but it didn't catch all. And so that it does, you know, the makers of this are not going to lie to you and say, you know, this is really what's going to, you know, catch every case of swine flu. They know it's not, but they say, look, this can be used at airports and it can help. We talked to another, to one Homeland Security expert who said, look, another problem is this is not cost effective. Each of these units, according to the manufacturers that we talked to, costs up to $20,000. So if you put them in airports at a given airport, you know, who knows? You could have 10 of them at a given airport if you want to check all the different checkpoints there for flights coming from either Mexico or wherever, and it's going to cost you a lot of money. So that is a problem, but they are using them in airports in Asia now, and they, you know, and again, it's just one more device that can be used to possibly try to stem this tide.
I guess you would have to balance the time saved versus the cost of the machine when you think about having to take everyone's temperature on a flight that may have a suspected case of flu on it versus just having everybody walk through this machine.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it does take personnel to do it as well, so the cost there can be factored in. But yeah, look, if you're working in the at the airport in Narita, Japan, and you've got a plane full of people coming from Mexico, why not have them all just stop for 10 seconds and be scanned? Mm. I don't think it can hurt anything. It might even be able to catch something. I think that's what the main argument is for using these devices. And, of course, they are using them in some airports in Asia. Another method that Homeland Security experts recommend is just what they call the passive screening. You're asking people how they feel, whether they've had anything, where they're coming from, where they're going. That also is not foolproof for many, many reasons.
You know, and this came about, the swine flu outbreak came about during the first 100 days of the Obama administration. And at some point, you got to think the president's in the Oval Office going, okay, what next?
Well, one historian did say that he's dealt with more crises than any newly elected president since Roosevelt and has accomplished more in that short time, more than any other newly elected president since Roosevelt. He certainly cannot say that his first 100 days have been boring. And he knew from the get-go that he was going to have to deal with the economic crisis, have to deal with the bailouts, have to deal with other things. What he didn't know was about swine flu. He didn't know that that Somali pirates were going to hijack some ships and take an American ship captive. You know, some of these things he didn't know. So, you know, I think generally he gets fairly high marks. But again, you know, look, there were so many things that he had to deal with. Six of his top picks for cabinet posts ran into trouble, so four of them for not paying taxes. He admitted he, in his words, quote, screwed up on some of those.
Then you had the flyover.
That's right, and that was just a day or two ago, and he had to say, and he was apparently just furious about that and had to say, we're sorry, that's never going to happen again. Look, these things happen in any new administration. You certainly can't say that a lot of these things are major, major snafus. Especially considering the level of crises that he's had to deal with. So, I mean, you kind of take it into consideration, you move on. And I think some of the broader political questions, though, may dog him for a little while longer. I mean, he did pass his $787 billion stimulus package, but he had zero support from House Republicans. That's going to do more probably to cause him sleepless nights than, you know, the flyover in Manhattan. You know, the pirate crisis is a little different. That's an ongoing security crisis. But, you know, he's got to worry down the line whether, you know, when he needs the Republicans, whether they're going to be there for him. It's those kinds of things that maybe, you know, in the broader sense, he's got to be concerned about.